Today I want to talk about a squirrel. I was out on my back porch one day, reading and praying, asking God about my blog and just researching it. And I looked up and I saw on the fence line a squirrel, a young squirrel, was running across the fence line. I watched it for a while. It ran, jumped into a tree, jumped back on the fence, and then ran and jumped on a tree and jumped onto the neighbor's roof. And when the squirrel had jumped onto the neighbor's roof, God spoke to me and said, "That squirrel is praying for you." And I went, "What are you talking about?" And God said, "That squirrel is praying for you. For the earnest expectation of all creation groaneth for the revelation of the sons of God." At that moment, I was convicted of sin. You see, that squirrel is living in the presence of God. In and out of the presence of God, has no fear of living in the presence of God, and is going about its life as God has ordained it. That squirrel prays for me. Even to its death, that squirrel will pray for me. God expects us to live our lives as He has planned it. He wants us to be in the best place all the way through our lives. It is not something extraordinary that He wants us to do. He wants us to live our lives and to share the gospel with people around us. We affect approximately 25 people in our daily lives. 25 people. If we would affect those 25 people and they would come to the Lord, and then those people affect 25 people and they would come to the Lord, and it keeps on going and it keeps on going and it keeps on going. That's how a handful of people in the first century turned the world upside down. All they did was share the love of God and that Jesus is the Son of God, and has come and saved us from our sins. And if you believe and you trust, you can be part of it. It's so simple. It's so simple. Businessmen use this same principle. I mean, it's so simple. Everybody sees it and understands it. But so many people are just not wanting. They want their lives. They want what they want. But they don't understand. They're going to lose everything, including their own life. It's not going to be... God does not want anybody to perish and die in sin. No one. It's here and now. It's what it is, here and now. You walk through this journey, this life, this is where you have the opportunity to accept Jesus as Lord. Because once you die, the judgment comes. There is no getting out of it. There's no changing it. There's no buying your way out. It's over. The opportunity that you had to accept Jesus is here in your life now. And just as that squirrel is praying for me, I'm praying for you. Jesus is here and He is now. And He is asking you to come, to ask Him to forgive you, to accept Him in your life, and your life will never be the same. He's not asking you to go to the moon. He's not asking you to do anything super extraordinary. It's just to be with Him. That's what He's asking. Amen.